Dude, stop thinking Prague Police and start thinking PlayStation.
My balls are sticking in my leg like a fruit roll-up right now.
That's why she screamed. That's why she screamed. Oh, man.
I'm just saying. What a way to start off a beautiful podcast.
Yeah. Welcome back, podcast listeners.
I'm just going to, you know what? I'm starting the podcast with that. That's what I'm starting. Just balls.
Hey, I'm just trying to keep this podcast edgy, all right? That's edgy. All. That's all I'm doing. Edgy, keeping it edgy.
Yeah. I'm talking into a sock.
Will, I won't touch.
Oh, man.
All right, guys. Welcome to episode 6 of the PS3 Blogcast. Don't let us fool you. This took longer to get going than we had thought it would. But we're here now to record. With you this week, as usual, is Ace.
What's up?
And we got Tosh.
Hey, hey.
Fubear.
True believers!
And back since the premiere episode of PS3 Blogcast, Jay has returned.
Hi, guys.
And I, of course, am JCM. So it's good to be here. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Good, good.
Hey. Doing all right.
And everybody's like, we're doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yep.
Yep, you know it.
That's right.
Oh, you know?
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Instantly conversation.
Mm-hmm. Nothing I like more than drinking an Alabama Slammer and telling the truth.
Man, this is out of control.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, and then we're just gonna start doing little homages to everybody that's passed away recently. We'll have Ryan Dunn clips and everything.
Yeah, jeez, the whole Roger Ebert thing, can you believe that?
That freaking idiot, oh my god.
You know what? First of all, Roger Ebert looks like a bruised turd. I don't know if you've even seen that guy.
I've seen
that. But that guy's face looks like it's melted off, and then they try to paste it back on. So that guy's got no room to talk about being a jackass. You know what I mean?
At least he doesn't look like Joan Rivers.
I'm that pretty sure Joan Rivers isn't even human at this point. She looks like you.
She looks like something you'd come across in Fallout.
Oh. Resident Evil at best.
Oh, dude, one of the hunters. Ouroboros. Speaking of this, playing that again. That game's great.
I saw it. I'm like, what is he doing?
I was playing co-op with my cousin because he never played it before. And I was like, I miss playing Resident Evil 5. And of course, but we're playing on stupid normal because he's never played it. So I don't want to die every second. Dude. Man, we were playing, and it was like, anytime it came up to one of the action sequences, I'm like, all right, it's going to be a little action cinema. There's going to be a sequence where you have to hit a button to save my character. So it's like, it's the very first one.
What's a button?
Oh, dude, it was so bad. It was in the beginning with, like, the motorcycles, and they come out of nowhere, and the guy flings the chain, and Chris is supposed to hit a button and push Shev out of the way. And it's like, I see on my screen, it's all Chris. It flashes his name, and all of a sudden, Shev just gets slapped by the freaking chain, and I die, like, 5 times. I was like, I'm done with this. Seriously, give your girlfriend the controller.
Give your girlfriend the controller. Oh, man, that's terrible.
Dude, I was like, she can do this. It was so bad. And then I let him die later, though. It's like, I'm not going to save you. Anywho's, what news do we have this week? I know there's been a lot of stuff on the network. A lot of DLC came out this week.
A lot.
Yeah.
Gosh, I know. Yep.
S-load.
Oh, yeah. Cars 2.
S-load.
We had Castlevania.
The first thing you say is Cars 2, really?
Really? I was going alphabetically. I'll go in reverse.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I know You Don't Know Jack Pat came out. U-Star. I think Rock Band. Mortal Kombat DLC.
Death Jam Superstar.
Mod Nation Racers. Marvel vs. Capcom.
I'll probably be picking
some
up
new, some new Sonic the Hedgehog DLC for Tosh, because we all know he likes Sonic.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I'll probably be picking up the You Don't Know Jack DLC. That game's pretty fun for a party game.
Tosh, have you seen the videos for the Killzone 3 From the Ashes pack?
Oh my god, I can't wait to play that.
I have not yet.
Dude, those videos, oh man, those maps look awesome.
Yeah, they look pretty special. I'm gonna get
it though. I don't know about Killzone. I was all for it, and then it just got kind of boring real fast.
How dare you, sir?
Man, you smoke people. How do you get bored?
I get bored because
maybe it's because they didn't have enough game types.
Well, if they had operations maps.
Yeah, that's another thing they didn't really do. I didn't understand that at all either. Because the maps are huge.
Yeah, more operations would be nice.
Yeah. I love operation.
Well, that map pack is like $5 for like, what, 3 maps?
Yeah, the price is good.
Yeah, it's not like Activision charging 15.
Oh, God. Activision.
What the hell's that noise in the background?
Someone's opening a door. Close it!
Behind
nothing
you.
Behind door number 2. Pay no mind to the man behind the curtain.
Activision heard us.
Yeah, they're breaking down doors. Give us money.
Well, I for one bought it, and I look forward to playing it, and I think it's a good add-on. I can't wait.
I'll buy it if I don't play it. I like supporting you.
$5 is a pretty fair price for what's included. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I agree.
I did the same thing with Killzone 2. Anytime a new map pack came out, I always bought them. I didn't necessarily play the game a whole lot online anymore, but I was like, I have no qualms with supporting someone who, you know, releases DLC for a game I really enjoy.
Yeah. Well,
true.
And there's supposed to be a new IP for them real soon, so I can't wait to see that.
Oh, really? Where did you read that?
Well, that was just a rumor for a long time.
Well, PS3 blog doesn't comment and speculate on them. Actually, we do.
We don't speculate.
We do. That's what most of our articles are. Speculation and rumor. I think if you look
Speaking of rumor, the Vita was rumored for November 4th of 2011.
That's what I
heard.
So, yeah.
That seems believable.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty much just going to have to rob... Well, no, I can't even rob banks because they don't even have money anymore. So, I don't know.
can always sell a kidney.
Yeah, there you go.
Or go. You can always go hoe it up on a corner. You know what I mean? There's always that,
no,
too.
Don't go that route. I didn't make much money on that.
Yeah. I used to be a stripper. That's how I made my money. You know what I mean? I used to call myself White Chocolate. Charged by the pound. You know what I mean?
White chocolate.
Charged
what?
By the pound? Oh,
exactly.
God.
The pound, baby. The pound.
No pun intended.
I tried being a stripper, but all the neighborhood kids wanted to play jump rope with me, and they didn't have any jump rope.
No good.
God, that is really bad.
That's cold blooded, Jay.
Fed's knocking at a door.
Either that or Chris Hansen's going to show up in your living room, tell you to have a seat.
I'm Chris Hansen.
Go ahead, have a seat. Have a seat.
Hey, I never said I agreed to it.
Okay.
All right, moving on. What do you guys think of Duke Nukem? Oh, boy.
Oh,
what a great game.
Jesus, you know what? I'm sensing sarcasm, and how dare you bring that awful game up this quality podcast? You should be ashamed of yourself, sir. Awful.
I heard it was a shitty bold storm with like Hannah Montana humor.
I'm still wondering it.
I haven't played it yet.
I don't want to play it. How many years? I looked on the internet. I saw a receipt for a guy who pre-ordered this game in like 2001. I'm like, buddy.
Wow.
What have they been doing for 13 years? However long they've been working on this piece of crap.
Do Nuke Dukem fans even like it?
The fans I know, they liked it for what it was. Like they knew it wasn't going to be spectacular, but they enjoyed it.
Yeah, the hardcore fans are going to like it. But anyone from this generation will be like, what the fuck?
I kind of glimpsed at one review and it said this is like a game. It feels like a game from 2003.
But yeah, like, it's hella old. Like back in the day, like, you know.
It's just absolutely awful.
I heard they try to do way too much. They try to make funny jokes that weren't funny. They try to make fun of games and it just didn't work.
It would have been funny 15 years ago.
I told you guys last podcast that I had received the demo from, you know, PlayStation or whatever, downloaded it, played it, mm-hmm. and afterwards I felt like I got AIDS. It was just terrible.
Well, now I believe you.
It's terrible. It is the worst game I've ever played, ever. Sweet.
Dude, roosterteeth.com did some really good comic strips on Duke Nukem. I'll link them on the podcast post when this goes up. That way people can check them out. They're really funny.
I think I've seen a couple of them.
Oh, yeah. They're good. I'll definitely link them. But, who's the studio? Not the guys who did Borderlands, but who's the other one? Not Double Fine. Is it Double Fine or is it Take Two?
What are you asking?
What are you talking about? Are you talking about Duke Nukem?
For Duke Nukem, yeah.
I thought it was.
I know the guys.
You think?
Because I was reading the thing how they said, "Oh, another one's will be on the way, another Duke." And I was like, you know, but that's just with the publishers, not necessarily the guys who did Borderlands. But you figure, like I said, that's the one thing I wanted.
Yeah,
out
I don't.
Of the
is
release.
It? Is it? Yeah. I don't know. Anyone know who made Duke Nukem?
I mean, not like it's important at all.
Wow. He's got a...
Obviously, they did a shitty job.
Come forever.
Wasn't it 3D Realms that used to do it?
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah, I think they used
to. 2K Games. 2K Games, that's one thing.
2K Games?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why it went bad.
Yeah, I don't think... But now they were saying... Yeah, because Gearbox finished it, but 2K Games, that the publisher...
Yeah, I was going to say Gearbox... Yeah.
Doesn't 2K normally make sports games?
Well, yeah, but
that's
they've been
what made them famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can do.
They've been sticking out.
Maybe you should just stick to what you know instead of trying to go out the beaten path.
Well, they try to do that, but EA took the Madden license, the NFL license.
Yeah. Yeah. So they now have absolutely nothing really.
Mm.
What are they? Oh, basketball maybe. Mm. Basketball, I guess, and hockey.
But. Yeah, if they do make another one, hopefully it'll be more up to date, which is the only thing I was looking forward to.
Yeah,
hopefully they don't make another one.
This new one was actually going to be like some sort of HD upbeat version, you know what I mean? But then I actually saw some screenshots and played the demo, and I felt like I got sick afterwards. It was awful.
It was Duke Nukem 3D, basically, just slightly modified. But
something.
Yeah. So go out there and buy Duke Nukem.
I'm
highly recommended. Don't hesitate. Go get it now.
Yeah. I want to see sales numbers.
Yeah.
There's actually, it's selling. How is it selling? It's somehow it's still
for
selling.
For the novelty, the fact, you know, just to have.
Just
it.
For the, just for the boobies that look like sandbags.
Yeah. Well, who knows? I saw Portal 2 had sold 3 million copies.
Wow.
But I don't know if that's through Steam and retail,
I would
or
think
just retail. But
because isn't it how? Yeah, how would they do that? Because I don't know.
Well,
I don't know how the sales would work on that.
The first
because here's a game incredibly boring.
It's just you.
Okay. Maybe I'll just shut my big mouth.
I wouldn't know. I haven't played it yet.
Well, I love Portal 2.
Okay. Well. You know, excuse me.
And apparently, 2.99999 million other people like to do whatever. You know,
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, we've got followers now. No, I'm just kidding. But
you guys, look up the Metacritic
score
that are
for
gay
for each other.
Is it like what is it like 4.95 something like that?
Well, the meta score is 54 out of 100.
No, it's like 64 out of 100. You said
54.
Oh, 54. Let's say 64. Whoa, come on now. That's like Call of Duty status.
The user score is 4.4 out of 10.
Yeah, that's what I meant. It's like, that's pretty low. I know IGN crapped all over it.
Nobody really liked it. What else came out? We had, three games came out, didn't they? We had, what, Dungeon Siege 3?
Didn't Transformers come out?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it came out. I don't know. Have you guys ever played the first Transformers? I heard it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it. I have War for Cybertron. It's actually pretty good. The online's very involved.
I did hear the second one. Well, is this the third one or second one?
I want to say third.
This is the third movie.
Well, I know it's the third movie, but I don't know if it's the third game.
Well, they had the War for Cybertron. That didn't have anything to do with the movies, but I do think that they had the two movie spinoffs or the other two movies, so this should be the
okay,
third.
Okay, so we're in the series, we're on two, right?
What's that?
I think we are. No. In the series, this is the second one, I would think. For the game. Anyway,
I'm not sure.
The most recent Transformers, the most recent one I heard is like a lot slower in gameplay.
Shut that dog up.
Well, looks like we have a dog guest starring on the podcast tonight.
Yeah, apparently I was censoring something. I didn't even know it. Just a dog barking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know.
Transformers?
Yeah, I didn't play them, so I have no idea where it is.
I haven't played them either.
Yeah, I didn't care about it. But I know Dungeon Siege 3 was kind of a game.
Yeah. Max Payne's coming out next week. I mean, not next week, next month. Wow. Payne 3.
It's coming out next month? What the hell? Dude, I've heard nothing. Like, it just disappeared back in the day when it was revealed. And also,
I was just looking up game releases a couple days ago, and I was like, whoa, where did this come from?
Well, isn't it going to be put out by Rockstar?
I have not a clue.
Now, Rockstar doesn't release information for nobody know how. Usually, like, the last week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The day before. Oh, hey, guys. We just made this game.
It's our store shelves now.
This is 2026. Here's Agent.
They're actually about that kind of stuff, so I wouldn't surprise if there was some sort of last-minute promotion on it.
Yeah, who knows with that game? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen the character model for Max Payne? He looks like some sort of homeless vagrant. You know what I mean?
Like John McClane.
Yeah, exactly.
John McClane. Nice.
Yeah, I guess that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I never played the second one, but I did play the first one.
Sweet.
We had Fear 3.
Oh, yeah. It came out like today, right? Yesterday, something like
that. Yeah. Or Tuesday, since... Tuesday. It did all right. It got some good scores.
You went to the event for that, didn't you, Fooberry?
For what? Fear 3?
Yeah.
Fear 3. You know, actually, I gotta say, I was actually pretty impressed with the game itself. They've got a lot of different modes on this game that are gonna make for really good replay value. Just like online co-op. There's like, it's pretty much like zombie mode. There's one of those, and then there's multiplayer. It's actually going to be a really involved game. The graphics were but, I mean, overall, it's still a pretty fun play, and I played it for a good 45 minutes.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. And then I was able to get those water bottles.
Is it one of them games you, like, you play at night, like 12 o'clock at night, and just piss your pants?
Yeah, definitely.
it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those dark games where you have to play with no lights on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I got to pick it up at some point.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely a must-have for Fear fans. People that like that genre, they're going to be really impressed with it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I mean, I guess like a lot of Dead Space people would like it too.
Yeah, definitely. Along those lines as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Dead Space. Yeah. Amazing.
Shadows of the Damned. But I think that was on.
Yeah, I have not a clue anything about that.
I don't know if that. Yeah, I don't know. Was that multi-platform? I know it came out. I don't remember if it was
multi-platform. Yeah. Yeah, it's multi-platform.
Yeah.
I just didn't know anything about it, though.
Yeah, I remember reading some back in the day, but it didn't sound good. And I know it's got like an average. It didn't do. Like, it did all right. But I don't think it did, like, super well.
Anyone ever hear of Postal 3? It comes out in 7 days. I don't know what that is.
Postal 3. I didn't even realize there was a Postal 2. I just remember Postal because it was so ridiculous.
No idea what it is.
Postal
You like you guys are, deliver
no,
mail?
No one ever played. No. No. You
best video game ever.
If you go on YouTube and you just type postal gameplay, you can see it's just a. Let's see, I'll see if I can find a video. But it's just.
Way over the top.
It's just one of those games that they bring up when they talk about violence in video games. They're like, oh, let's talk about Postal.
And then we can talk about marriages in video games, huh, Tosh?
And it,
yeah, I heard that on the radio today.
That's so out of control. The one thing I like about this is they always say like 15% of women say this. And you think of everyone, but it's like, maybe they only asked 100 people or 50 people.
Yeah, they didn't really say how many they asked, so they just asked 100 pissed off people.
Yeah, and it's like when the news goes, we asked, you know, we went to a neighborhood and asked them about the proposition, and if the proposition has to do about minorities, they go to like the most
the blackest neighborhood.
No, well, if it's against minorities, they always go to like the whitest neighborhoods, and they go, yeah, we agree on this proposition.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's always they're always like, yeah, we, you know, like. 50% of the people polled. I'm like, yeah, because you went to like white America to ask these questions. And I'm like, come on, but that's, you know, that's how they do it. They gotta, you know.
I still like how Tosh threw a little stereotype in there. Men don't complain about when their wife does scrapbooking, watching shows, and shopping. I was like, what the hell?
Right, yeah,
exactly. I agree with him.
Yeah.
You can do your scrapbooking. We can play freaking video games, damn it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you shouldn't just do them. Ignore them and stuff like that.
No, you ignore them, and then you tell them to get in the kitchen and make you a sandwich.
Make me a sandwich. I just beat the boss. I need to celebrate. Get in the bedroom. No. Shazam. I need my victory lit. No, but...
Can't talk, boss.
I don't know. It's just...
Boss fight. That's what you say when you AFK.
Can't talk
website.
Boss fight.
Your girlfriend, your wife is
have
yelling.
Have to get to a save point.
Say.
Yeah. Oh, save points. And as a kid, it's always like, it's dinner time. Turn off the game. I have to save it. Well, just no, I can't turn it off. I need to find an ink ribbon. I don't have one. Dude, I hate that about the old games, man. You need a save crystal, and you need an ink ribbon. It's like, if you don't have one, you have to find a typewriter. And I'm like, oh, I hate those. I get so mad. I'm like, ruined. Dinner's cold by the time you eat.
Yeah, that's so true. I always get like I always forget about dinner. I'm like, ah, whatever. Back to playing video games.
Yeah. So, what? I don't think there's any other new games released, right? There might have been like
that's pretty much, unless there's anything out in the store. Yeah
but everything else is like, there's like just network discounts for plus members and all that, but yeah, nothing much else. But I know there's
okay
couple.
I got a question about the Uncharted beta.
Oh,
you know how
go ahead.
You know how no, it's not like a question about the actual game. It's a question about how it's gonna be handed out. Since everyone's a PSN Plus member now, how is that going to work? Or is there a way that's going to work, or is everyone still getting the beta?
Well, I think a limited number of people actually signed up for the PlayStation Plus. I know that your account had to be older than, you know, April 20th
yeah.
for it to be active.
Okay. So, yeah, that would make
gotcha.
Sense.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was just sitting here like...
Everybody's going to be able to get in.
That's like... A whole bunch of people getting in the beta.
Yeah. Well, they sold a lot of systems, too, during the outage, which was odd. But yeah, they sold a lot.
Mm. PlayStation Network's down. Oh, time to go buy one.
That's right. Where are we going?
I love how... Did you see how Jack was talking smack about the Wii? I love that.
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
No, tell us, please.
He was like,
I'm all ears.
He was like, our attitude is kind of welcome to the party. If you're looking at being multimedia entertainment device, if you're looking at high def gaming, that was 2006 for us.
Yeah.
He was basically just saying how a Nintendo has been sitting around doing nothing, and now they're coming out with a new console. That's just, and it's basically the same thing as the PS3 and Xbox, like the same graphics-wise anyway.
Well,
did you see Eden's little defense comments he's posted?
I'm not going to say anything about Eden.
No, I didn't read his comments.
I get a shit spam, just like animal porn in my freaking something. I don't know what he's going to do to me. But yeah, basically Jack Tran was like, we've had the consoles locked down since 2006, so.
We know what we're doing.
You're showboating. It's like, we don't need the PS4.
Did you see that guy strutting like a damn peacock when he went up there? For E3, I don't know it. Now you look at that guy. I mean, you gotta like Jackie T. He goes up there with the style. He's got rocking the tie, you know. He's looking like an overweight Robert De Niro. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. You just can't, what are you gonna do? And then he goes up there starting to stuff about the PS3. I mean, Nintendo can't help but look stupid when he starts pointing all that kind of stuff out. That's all.
Yeah, I like Jack Tran.
Yeah.
That guy's all business.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah,
he really is. Mm. And he plays PS3.
Exactly. Yeah. And he did that commercial with Kevin Butler, that video for My Name.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That was a good
I
one.
Loved that video.
One of my faves. Well, I saw that there was that new character shown for Dead Island. I know a bunch of you guys are super excited.
I can't wait for that game.
Logan.
Is there a set release? Is there a set release date yet for it yet?
September 6th.
Does anyone know?
September.
Oh.
September 6th. Yeah,
Oli would know.
Yep. It's right there on the main page. If you go to PSU.net,
see the news. Well, I don't even know. What site are you talking about? Is that like some kind of Xbox site or something?
No, it's actually a PlayStation site that's very good to go to. So I would definitely go to PSUblog.net.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to WiiUblog.net.
One controller, full system, and an iPad.
Oh, speaking of iPad, they're coming out with another one. What do you know?
Oh, of course, obviously.
Yeah, big surprise. Totally not gonna sell my old iPad for like $300 so I can buy the new one.
Well, you know who everybody, obviously Mac, you know, Apple, them, they always come out with like new stuff really quickly, especially when the iPhone first came out in 2007. But really, PlayStation or Sony did that a lot with the PlayStation originally, where it was like the two models, and they kept phasing out models and bringing in models and phasing out more models. They changed SKUs so many times, it was out of control.
PS1 and PS2 times, they're changing the consoles left and right.
But it was like also 20 gig, 60 gig, 40 gig, 60 gig, 48.
And they're still changing it.
80, 60, the 300. Well, now they're just making it bigger, and it's just like, you know, which is fine. But it's
technically they're making it smaller by 400 grams.
I just mean by the hard drive.
I know.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it was out of control because it was so rapid. Like, not even a year would go by, and all of a sudden it was like I bought mine was launched. The next thing you know, like a year later, it's like, oh, we have totally different SKUs, and yours don't exist anymore. And I'm like. Okay.
Oh, by the way, you're just going to blow up.
Yeah, people ask me, like, which one should I buy? I'm like, I don't even know, man. So just get whatever and upgrade the hard drive yourself.
There you go.
Get the one with backwards capability, and that's it. And then just upgrade.
Yeah.
Speaking of upgrade, my hard drive is getting low on space. I got, like, 50 gigs left. But I calculated if I deleted all my game data utility information for all the games I don't play, I'd save like 59 gigs of space.
Wow. Damn.
I should probably delete some of those. Take a look.
Yeah, my hard drive's getting pretty used up as well. All the freaking PlayStation Network games. Infamous didn't really help me.
How many games is that?
I don't even know. I'm going to say like 7 or 8.
That's why I only did I did Dead Nation and Super Stardust HD. I was like, those are tiny.
Even Wipeout was like 2 gigs. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then you'd smacked with the updates.
Updates. Oh. I was like, I'll try out Dead Nation. Click, and it's like downloading firmware 5.1. I was like, oh.
Yeah, they should really just include the latest updates from when you download them.
That would be nice. Yeah,
that would make way more sense. What's
just want to download the update then. Update, man. And I wish you could update in the background while the game runs. That would be
awesome. Man, that'd be lovely. I wish they had that too, background downloading.
Yeah.
One thing I do wish with the download list, if you could filter it by like game types or month, demos, videos, like, because the download list gets huge when you download stuff all the time.
Yeah.
You mean you like your backlog? Like,
yeah,
from what you
like
previously
just
okay.
You your download list on the PlayStation.
Okay, store. Okay, yeah.
You're a backlog.
Yeah, because it only gets organized by when you did it. So it's like you have to remember how many years ago did I download this game.
It takes forever to go through. Even like a search option would be nice.
Yeah.
Search through your download history.
Well, you figure what you could do as well is if you have something that you remember but you don't remember where you bought it, you just, if you look it up, it'll have that, you know, purchase icon and you just click it and do it again that way. But that's
Brad.
Yeah, so if you're listening, Jackie, you know, just put that in there.
Yeah, JT, give me a call, all right? Seriously.
I love going in my download history and looking up at, like, the first couple of things I downloaded. It was, like, MLB 07, the show.
My first one was Lemmings. And I didn't. I think I deleted it not too long after.
I'm curious what mine is now. I think
the first thing I downloaded was the MotorStorm demo.
Yeah, I think that's what mine was, the MotorStorm. And then the PS2 utility thing. Yeah. Man.
Good days.
Good times. Did anybody do for the welcome back? Did anybody download the PSP games?
I got the Pursuit Force.
What's a PSP?
I got a PSP Go and I haven't even plugged that thing in yet.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
I'm good.
What? How long have you had it? It's like,
dude, it's still in the plastic. I'm not bullshitting. I haven't even opened
it. Okay, I'll send you my address. You can just send it to me. I'll take it right off.
Look.
My download list has 275. It's not a lot, but yep.
Oh, I forgot you sit like 2 inches away from your PS3.
Yeah, I got PS2 system data was the very first thing on the 15th of December, and then MotorStorm, Sudoku. Those were all in September 15th.
Sudoku, really?
It was the starter pack, yeah.
Dude, how like lonely DLC. Are you to play Sudoku?
Ridge Racer 7 demo. Oh, man. Jesus. I think the first game I actually bought was Flow. That was the first game I purchased.
That's a good one.
Right. And then Tekken.
I don't know which one. No, I love Flower. Flower's pretty badass. I can get home from, like, the worst day of school. Like, I just murdered 36 people. I can still, you know... All that will be gone after I play Flower.
Man, I remember when I downloaded the Heavenly Sword demo, and I was like, everything else was tiny. I was like, dude, this demo's going to take forever to download, because it's a gig. That, like, took days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember running my PS3 just on Wi-Fi when I actually lived in San Jose. And that just took forever to do anything.
Oh, man.
And now I have it hooked up to...
I run on Wi-Fi.
So.
I hate wireless. Which
is nice.
What's wrong with wireless? I've been using wireless forever.
Well, it depends on how much traffic you have at your house.
Definitely.
Yeah. Which is a lot.
I think the encryption, depending on how strong it is, kind of lags you a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be better, I guess.
Is that the XMB I hear in the background?
Yeah, I hear someone's XMB. It's not mine because my volume's down.
I'm actually setting up my PSP Go for the first time. Sorry.
Oh, snap.
Multitasker.
Set up your date.
This is a podcast first. Someone's finally turned on their PSP Go.
Yeah. Oh, it's tiny. I never realized how small this thing is.
That's...
Oh, my God.
We're talking about Go, right?
Yeah. Giggity-goo!
Man, I didn't really look at this thing.
Man. That was a low blow.
Hey, little guy. Hey,
I'll set him up, you knock him down. That's how it works.
I'm finally going to use you.
It's showtime.
What are you?
Man. There wasn't a whole lot of news.
What is a magical feeling?
Aside from everything else, there wasn't that much news, it seemed, this week. I don't know why.
Looks like a beat-up bratwurst.
No, there really wasn't a lot of news.
Yeah, not a whole lot of announcements. I mean, there was a couple games, but like I said, there was the 3-4 games and then a couple network stuff, but it's like, overall, it didn't seem like a whole lot was happening.
It was like the E3 hangover still.
Yeah, that's probably Yeah. Everything's shown at E3, so no one's like, I don't want to
know. All the game developers are still wasted. Yeah.
I still have after my party. Twisted Metal thing to write up, so thanks for reminding me about that.
Yeah.
I want to know when Tosh is going to do the hands-on review for the Sonic Hedgehog game. Because I think everybody's waiting on that one.
How about I just cover it right now?
It sucked. Well, end of review.
Well, the old one, they have like two versions, like a new and an old Sonic. The old one, you know, it plays like the old one as far as the controls go, and then some of like the running stuff, it turns 3D as far as the look, but it still controls 2D. Yeah. It was okay. The 3D Sonic's just what it is, and... if you're a Sonic fan, I guess you'll like it.
Yeah, if you're a Sonic person, I guess.
I'm just going to buy it for the hat. Oh, wait, does it come with a hat? Never mind.
What? Doesn't even come with the blue hat?
Well, we do have some hats to give away.
Nice.
So, and a t-shirt.
They're like, please, take these. We'll take them.
Yeah, I don't want them in my house anymore. It's creepy. Yeah.
They're just sitting in the corner staring at you like a child molester. You're like, stop it.
Well, they're actually in a garbage bag next to my computer. Nothing else is in there except the E3 swag, so it's not dirty.
Yeah. Wait, is this why we got the marriage and video games post, Tosh? Is your wife kicking you out because of Sonic?
No.
Sonic's fault.
Sonic's fault. Well, I liked all the Sonic games growing up, but I just don't really feel like playing them anymore, honestly.
Yeah, they're good when you're like 10 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I agree.
Even like Pinball Sonic.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I don't really like the one on the PSN store, though. I don't know.
That new one I did not like. I played it and deleted it.
Yeah.
The homing thing was just, I didn't like that.
Yep.
I didn't like the homing and the jumping and stuff because on the old ones it would kind of float still, and I was used to that kind of controls.
Yeah, it felt really off.
Yeah.
Really off. Yeah, didn't feel like it was built for it, which it really wasn't. But that's not the point.
And anybody see the video of the ICO and Shadow of the Colossus HD comparisons between the PS2 and the HD pack that's coming out?
I didn't see a video, but I did see some screenshots.
Yeah, so it's pretty nice. I'm looking forward to Shadow of the Colossus.
Sweet. I haven't been paying attention about it, but I know what it is, so that's good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I definitely wouldn't mind getting back into that. That'd be great.
Yeah. You guys see the Battlefield footage for PS3? There's been a lot of criticism. I still think it looks pretty badass.
Yeah, I saw it. It was pretty short, but...
Yeah.
And it was also on, it was like 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah,
it still looks better than. It still looks better than Bad Company 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, way better.
Which I thought didn't look that bad at all when that game
was. Oh, hell no. I'm still playing it. Still playing it now, as you can see.
I still need to get the Vietnam map pack.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know I'm behind.
But all the PC gamers are like, filthy console noobs.
30 frames a second, you guys lose.
Well, it's going to be on, I think it's going to be, I don't know how many frames per second it's going to be on PC, but it's...
It hurt 60 on PC.
Jesus Christ.
But, which is fine. Well, that's the thing, depending on the genre of the game, the FPS really can change, not, like, 60 frames isn't
that's like Call of Duty.
Better.
It's like Call of Duty on PS3.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily better.
No, it's no. Hell no.
Like racers, 30 frames a second in a racing game is great. Because you can get more blur, and it seems you're more drawn into it. Same with certain first-person shooters. Like if it's
Bad Company 2, that runs at 30.
It's like it still looks good, and it gets a more gritty feel to it, and it feels better. Games that are 60, like all of a sudden,
just feels like
it depends
too
on the
arcadey.
Game. Yeah, it feels. I'm like, it's kind of like a if you ever like anybody who has like an HD TV, you'll know this. Where if you have motion enhancing on and you watch a movie, I hate that when it enhances. I'm like. When I go to someone's house and we watch a movie and I notice that they have motion enhancing on, I start to like OCD about it. I'm
punch straight.
Where's your remote? I'm going to fix your TV. This is driving me insane. That's what it is. It looks fine in other games, but some games like 30 frames is totally fine. I have no qualms with 30 frames.
Yeah.
I think PlayStation should make a drinking game. That's what I think they should make.
This guy.
Before we drink.
You can use the move
this
controller.
Guy.
Yeah, move controller. There you go.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Wasting away your Margaritaville. Right?
So that's a karaoke game.
Beer pong move.
Okay.
Oh, beer pong with the move. There you go, man.
They should just take a combination of all of them. SingStar, ping pong.
Exactly. I mean, think of the capabilities.
They can do everything, man.
Staggering.
Imagine the less DUIs we have.
Exactly. You could just stay home and get drunk.
If people have avatars that they could get drunk.
Mm-hmm. Man, I am sucking back these margaritas like they're going out of style.
They can just add it to high-stakes poker on the PSN. They can just do a drinking mode to that.
Yeah. It'd be fun to have it in PlayStation Home. You can just kind of walk around all staggered. And
yeah.
Hey babe,
throw up
like clubhouse.
Hit on some girl that you really know is a guy, but you don't care anyways. You know,
like I'm too wasted to care. Speaking of the high stakes poker game on the PSN, does anybody else have that besides me?
I do. I have it,
dude.
I had it before.
I was thinking that would be a fun game night, actually. Just setting up a
private
match
poker.
And playing poker.
As much as that sounds tempting,
that would be fun, man.
2 hours of nonstop poker.
Dude, you can video chat and crap.
Yeah,
just
bring alcohol and, you know.
I don't know about that.
It might have to be like an adult game night, so the kids will have to stay home.
Strip poker?
I know, you know what we could do to make it more interesting? We could set it up as a, it's a game night, but it'd be a private game night, so you have to spend points to get in, and then you win those points. Whoever wins the table wins the points. So not only is
like
it a game
night,
but it's, you know, like a little contest on the webpage. That would be
it's also strip
on
poker.
Brad. Man, that's right, Brad. You a smart motherfucker. No, I don't want to say that.
Don't we have to censor? No.
Man, you got that rooster button ready or what?
I wish it was just a button.
There's no delay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we're messing around with no delay. We're going live, huh?
Yeah, we're going. Screw it! We're going live!
We're going bandit.
I don't know if you guys remember that clip. No, that was fun.
I remember it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, good times. But that'd be fun. Nice poking.
Oh, speaking of PSN games, I'm an avid paintballer, and I saw they came out with that paintball game.
Oh.
Did anybody pick that up?
The one that looks like it was from 2008 or 1998.
The one I can make. The one I can make with the paint on my computer? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Hey, you know what? This isn't Foo Bear, make fun of Foo Bear hour. I was just trying to be serious with y'all.
If you want to be serious about a paintball game on PSN,
man, come on,
it looks fun.
Okay, I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, but if you guys are gonna razz me about it, then I'll just go back to drinking my margarita quietly.
Speaking of the PlayStation Network, have you guys noticed that on some of the games, like be them demos or whatnot, they actually have a preview button for demos and stuff like that? Like I saw one the other day. I forget what I was looking at, but I'd never seen it before. And because typically, you know, if it's a not like a video, but if you look at like
usually like themes and stuff.
Yeah, dynamic themes typically have it. But I was watching. I was trying to look at some stuff, and I clicked on it, and it's like, oh, there's a preview for a demo, and I was like, what? But
I haven't seen that. That's Outland, pretty cool. Outland. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can.
I've seen that a couple times.
Yeah, you can do it for Outland and Magic the Gathering, the 2012. Like you can look at the videos, and I was like, dude, that's awesome.
They should do that a lot more.
Yeah, because if there's one thing I love, it's the previews.
To see the actual gameplay before you have to download and wait 2 hours.
Yeah,
sometimes the trailer is an actual gameplay. It's just rendered, you know, to what they want it to look like.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed, cough.
Seriously, instead of collecting feathers, you're going to end up having to collect social security checks. Uh-oh. How old is that guy? Come on.
Dude, he's not that old.
JC hates us.
Oh, instead of the hidden blade, you're going to get a walker.
That'd be pretty funny.
Instead of riding a horse, you're going to have to ride around on a rascal.
You get early bird specials at the stores.
Got a poop pan.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, you know how they have, like, you can get the programs to make custom themes for the PlayStation?
Yeah.
I wish they'd give you a tool so you can make custom dynamic themes. I don't see how it'd be too hard to do, because you figure...
Because you could just do, like, a movie.
Yeah,
it's like a video.
Yeah, because basically they're only like, you know, it's the theme, and the background's just typically like 10 seconds.
That's small animation or something, yeah.
And then it could give you like a little big planet progress bar to where when you fill it up, or this is the only thing you can do, or they give you kind of stuff you can do, or if you're just going to insert.
You know what they should do? They should make like some kind of separate piece of the store, custom-made ones, and maybe like sell them if they're that good.
That'd be kind of
cool. Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
I got the Uncharted 3 one, the one where he's standing by the busted up plane.
Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah.
I love that one. Right when it's available.
Like, it's like so simple. Yeah, it's very,
I hate
very
it,
cool,
that,
though.
The only thing that moves is like his gun.
Well, yeah. You know, there's wind, the
best
fire
dynamic
moving, the
smoke from the plane and everything. So, yeah.
I remember I got the fireplace one around Christmas time. This is the fireplace in the background going, I'm like,
Finger girl over.
I don't know about that.
You're like, see? It only does everything. Come on, baby. We got that.
It only does everything.
Wait, iToy, we can film. No, but I don't have that many dynamic themes. The only ones actually, I bought the Little Big Planet one where it's Sackboy running. That was cool because that was interactive.
Across the planet, yeah.
Yeah, and then it changed during daytime and nighttime. That was awesome.
The Shark Week one did that, too.
Yeah, Shark Week one was awesome.
Shark Week is awesome, period.
Agreed.
I will watch a shark tear apart a friggin' seal in HD any time of the week.
Shark Octopus versus
Megacron.
Shark Octopus. Dude, there's sci-fi movies. So I browse them every time it's Tuesday, and I'm always like, all right, let's see what B-movies are on the PlayStation Network right now. So bad. Thanksgiving, I think that was one of them. It was...
Thanksgiving.
Dude, the turkey like kills people in it.
Yeah, I heard about that one.
I saw a trailer. It looks so awful.
Did you see the trailer for Rubber? It's about a tire that kills people.
Oh my god!
Tire? Huh?
You're kidding, right?
Out the store?
No,
you're making this up now, aren't you?
Hold on, is this a movie?
It's a movie. It's called Rubber.
No, you're telling me that you need attention and you need to make something up like this? A tire that kills people? Really?
Dude, don't make me. Bring up the trailer and play in the background so you guys can
it's like,
play.
It's like, Rubber on...
As soon as this podcast is over and check this out.
I think Rubber? What they're doing is just trying to make a bunch of movies for Mystery Science Theater 3000 or something.
You can see, you can own it for $20 in HD off the PlayStation Network.
$20? Wow. All right, I'm going to go buy it.
The cast, The cast for the movie is Bob the Tire.
Oh, just one
they
guy.
Actually named it.
It's not even in theaters yet. Like, you can watch it now before it's in theaters.
What the hell kind of theaters are going to play that?
I remember I actually bought...
the same was it play the Justin Bieber movie.
I watched that doors and trailers.
Oh, man. Rather buy my paintball game for $20.
Much, dude.
Oh, man.
Out of control. There's so much bad stuff in that store.
And no one sees it coming.
PlayStation will, like, put a movie like that on the store. I mean, don't they have, like, some sense of, like, decorum and pride of the movies that they actually present on the store? I mean, like,
they don't care. It's money.
Maybe what they're trying to do is see what can get the lowest rating on the store.
Oh, God.
Maybe they're making their other movies look really good.
Yeah.
Hey, Tosh, does Luke have? Does he work on another website?
Yeah,
he does.
GameMarshall.com.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I saw his comment was not PSVblog.net.
Wait, did you say Game Marshall or Gay Marshall?
Game Marshall.
Oh, okay.
What's the difference?
Jesus, Jeff. First with the jumping rope comment, now we're talking about gays. What are you, Tracy Morgan? We're going to have to issue an apology here pretty soon.
He's a comedian. And
I was serious.
That was so dumb. When
can you believe that? Apologize.
That's retarded.
Yeah, first they're going to attack Kramer from Seinfeld, then they're going to attack a black guy. I mean, come on. It's comedy for a reason. You know what I mean?
Did you guys hear about Congressman Wiener?
Oh my God.
I saw that when I was waiting at the airport. I think
that topic's been beat to death.
I saw the most hilarious article ever. It was the rise and the fall of Wiener.
That's right.
I swear to you.
I've seen a couple like Wiener takes a beating and stuff like that.
They like doing those little pun titles. I like on the Daily Show on Monday, he was showing a clip of all the news outlets.
Yeah, I saw that.
Dude, that was so funny. And then right when Pelosi's like, I'm not going to talk about Wiener. And then all of a sudden, all the news channels, they go, all right, well, we're just going to cut away now. And she was going to talk about all the important crap that actually matters. And then I was like, yeah, they're not going to talk about Wiener. So we don't want to hear about it. It's like, come on.
Now, what exactly happened with that? He tweeted a picture of his pecker? Or what happened?
He sent a picture of his penis.
It was covered
his junk.
It was covered in his briefs, but he sent it. And like,
oh. Did you see it?
Well, they showed it, like the one where it's just on TV.
They showed it on
what channel have you watched?
Every news channel ever.
Oh my God.
The news is all about garbage. They don't
Jesus
like
the Christ.
I hate it. It's like there's so much crap still going on, and like, oh, we need to worry about this guy who tweeted a picture of his wiener. I'm like, you know, Japan is still dealing with that crisis, right?
Like, they have a whole bunch of reactors still going off.
But we have a wiener to paint it. And unless the radiation makes his wiener turn into Godzilla. Baby.
I think I'd rather want to hear about Lindsay Lohan. You know what I mean?
I don't care about
I just want to watch that girl just crash and burn for no reason. You know what I mean?
You like that episode of South Park with Britney Spears?
And she blows her damn head off.
They have to sacrifice her for the harvest.
Jesus Christ.
For the greater good.
The greater good. Stop doing that. Oh, that's a great movie.
That is.
So we did wrap up all the gaming news, right?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot. There was, you know.
Well, let me just get the soundtrack contest out of the way.
Ooh, soundtrack.
If
ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Fancy.
Ooh, hell, sir.
Okay, well.
You know, I have some suggestions for you next time, but go ahead.
Yeah, send them to me or something.
Oh, is it the Sonic the Hedgehog theme?
No, it is not. And oh, no, it's not Duke Nukem. I deleted everything about Duke Nukem ever on my computer.
From your memory banks.
Yeah, I had pictures of it, but you know, I used to.
Worst game ever.
Really is bad, but Eric,
oh my God.
Here's a soundtrack, and whoever gets it right, 150 points, PS3blog.net.
Game is going to give you cancer.
Okay, why the f*** isn't it playing?
Oh, no, I have to censor. Okay, I have, where, how far along am I?
Oh, if he swears, I'm gonna swear.
56 minutes and 47 seconds. Where's my pen? Oh, my
why
pen.
Why isn't it playing?
Because oh, you
it's
messed
not
up
playing.
All your preferences.
What did you do?
You, I
what did you do?
I, nothing. Hold on, I gotta write down this timestamp.
Okay.
Okay, so, 56 right. minutes.
This is,
Jesus.
This is bullcrap.
We're having some technical difficulties. While he fixes that,
obviously,
I would like to remind people that if you go to our webpage, ps3blog.net, there is a little contest going to give away Scarlet, the DLC for Mortal Kombat, for free. You can win it. You just have to retweet the post that's on the main page. You'll see it. And you have a day left. By the time this goes up, you'll probably just have a little less than a day.
Yeah. Can you believe they charge $5 for that?
Yeah, I'm a little...
Ugh.
That's,
Man, that's upsetting, isn't
yeah,
it?
$5 should
$5?
Be... $5 should be two costumes and two fatalities.
That's a bit much, though, you know?
I don't know. Maybe three costumes it would be.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd you know what? I'm going to have to go with the beard on this one.
Well, maybe
three
not,
costumes,
not costumes, because
sure.
She's just a new character. She's not a costume. So maybe
oh, the same thing.
Two new characters, because you're getting two fatalities. So two new characters
them,
with two fatalities is $5.
Don't take no guff.
That would be almost acceptable. If it was characters I cared about. I don't care about Rain. I don't really care about Scarlet. Not for $5, I don't care about it. She's good, but not $5 good.
It would have been worth $5 if it was Kevin Butler.
when is he going to be in a game? Seriously. Dude. Man.
I
don't know. It's probably...
$3.99 seems like a fair price.
It's probably the same reason why Chuck Norris is never in Mortal Kombat. Everyone thought it was a glitch because he kept roundhouse kicking everyone no matter what button you press.
He'd be like
yeah.
Shao Kahn all over again.
Yeah. I think well, Patrick Swayze would be in one.
The throat.
Roundhouse.
Man.
Okay, what the heck?
I think Ace is having some problems.
Well, we're waiting for Ace.
Okay,
you
I got it. Okay.
Ace, are you having problems?
Got it?
Yeah, no, keep going. No, talk, keep going. Go.
So,
while we're waiting for Ace, we do have a secret code word that you'll have to remember. And I think we agreed on T-Rex.
It's a secret. Secret code word.
We can accept T-Rex or sexual T-Rex.
Sexual T-Rex.
Sexual.
I'll make it, that's
sexual.
For another giveaway that we announced a little later in this podcast, so make note of that keyword.
Sexual T-Rex after dark here on PS3blog.net.
I'm sexual, baby.
Biggest right. Dinosaur on the planet, tiniest arms. Do something.
Do help a
okay.
brother out.
You there, Ace?
Yes, all right, I got it. Finally, I don't know what else.
I'll be right back.
Way to ruin the spotlight. All right, but here's the sound clip of the week, I guess you could say.
So you have to get like this whole like the name of the song and shit.
Not the name.
No, no, I'm just gonna say
stuff.
The game. Damn it.
Just the game.
Okay. Freaking. Oh, Tosh, you're the one. Someone said it last week. He's like, close. You're close. It's Uncharted, but which one?
Yeah, that was
funny. That was hilarious. But yeah, no, you just gotta guess the right game, and you get the 150 points. So yeah.
So I can win. I can win this contest.
No, no.
Oh
no.
Damn it! Why did I come on today?
Yeah, you can't win if you're on here. That's the disclaimer. You didn't read the fine print, apparently.
I don't
you
need.
You signed the contract, bud.
Yeah, you didn't know you signed it, but you did.
You did. You
in
did.
Well,
now I'm just gonna have to sign your face with my fist.
Well, once Foo Bear gets back, we can announce some of the stuff we're gonna be giving away shortly.
Sweet.
In the meanwhile, we can talk about some Uncharted 3.
Yeah.
We got good. What 6 days? 6 days until the beta.
In Fallujah.
I'm counting down.
So
summertime.
Are you gonna have a game night set up for that?
Oh hell yeah!
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah.
Like, do you guys already have? No, I mean, do you guys like already have a day planned and stuff?
All day, every day.
What's all the fussing and the fighting?
Jay being a freaking...
Jay, why are you being difficult? Come on, we all like you here. We're all friends.
No, you're just saying how bad difficult. That paintball game is.
Oh, man. You guys are really going to steam my broccoli on that one, aren't you?
And I'd rather get Duke Nukem than that paintball game.
I'd rather get that Michael Phelps swimming game for kids.
All right, point taken. I get it. Don't get the paintball game. I got it. Thank you. Duly noted.
You're going to get that Hannah Montana the movie game.
Okay, that's
an easy platinum, by the way.
In Montana.
All done.
All right, Food Barrel, let me tell everybody what you got for us this week.
Oh, okay. Well, I could do that. let me put my Rita down here for a second. The True Believers, what's going on? Let's see. So I got some game codes from a certain inside source.
Person who knows a person who knows a person.
Yeah, exactly. a guy from a guy who knows a guy who robbed a guy from the guy behind the guy. Anyways, I got a SOCOM Pro game code, which allows you to get all the DLC for SOCOM 4 for free. I have a Resistance 3 multiplayer beta code. Mm. I also have a Chicago Gun Piano code for LA Noir. Chicago Dog. Hey. And then I also have 3 Uncharted 3 beta codes.
Damn.
So, and then, over time, I'm like Morgan Freeman in Shawshank Redemption. I'm a man who knows how to get things.
That's right.
And I also have for a later giveaway, but we're still kind of deciding on how to do that. Just kind of trying to hype up Uncharted 3, of course. The Game of the Year edition for Uncharted 2, completely sealed with the super voucher enclosed, and I will autograph it for you if you like.
That's awesome.
If we could actually pass it around and have like people from the website sign it. I mean,
there you go. So, a bevy of prizes from the number one writer on PS3blog.net, Feel free to add me on the PlayStation Network, because, I mean, everybody likes the jokester guy. So we're going to be doing a little giveaway here. Some codes. Yeah.
Excellent.
Codes. Yeah. That SOCOM Pro code, that's a really cool code right there. You get
it's a hot item.
Yeah.
It's a
Resistance very 3 hot beta. Item. That one's going to be awesome. That one's actually going to take effect here pretty soon, too. So,
it's Uncharted a hot 3. Item.
Can't go wrong.
Uncharted 3 wrong, beta. Some lucky PS3 blogger is going to win Uncharted 2 Game of the Year edition and be prepped and ready for game time in November.
Because that's a hot item.
I'm telling you, that's going to be awesome.
Hell yeah.
That's a hot item.
Mm.
How many people messaged you for the last giveaway?
I had 31 people.
Wow.
Message me. Yeah.
Dang.
And I actually had 3. I kept saying on the podcast, 3. I got 3 codes. No, wait. I got 2. Tasha's like, well, just give away 2. I'll say, oh, okay, I got 3.
So wait. Then, that means so we have at least 31 people who listen to us.
Well, I just went ahead and gave away all 3 to the first 3 people that messaged me. They were actually really grateful, and they all added me on the PlayStation Network and said they were gonna go ahead and be loyal listeners from that time on. So, sounds pretty good.
They should
watch out for stalkers.
They should comment on the, podcast posts.
Yeah, for sure.
Let us know.
Or any feedback. We haven't got. You can get any feedback this week?
Yeah, no feedback. You can email us questions, ask us whatever you want. If you want to ask a question on the podcast,
that's
we'll
surprising.
Read it for you.
I wanted to get bashed this week.
They can call in too. Oh, we can throw their messages up here.
You can call in. You can do that. You can leave a voicemail.
I actually thought about calling in and leaving a voicemail for myself. It'd be like, yeah, I just want to ask Foo Bear a question, and then I'd answer my own question. Just to make me look that much more important. You know what I mean?
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can ask anything. Video games, dating advice, doesn't matter. Conversation.
No. I'm just going to get like... I'm just using an auto tune app and call in. No one else is on call in, so might as well.
So how are you going to be giving away the codes this time around?
I believe we're going to do it on the point system, which I think is pretty fair.
We'll kind of explain that in the post that this podcast is on. So
I know you're going to have to remember a secret code phrase for sure for a couple of them.
The code is for the Uncharted 2 game, so make note of that.
Exactly.
Secret. Exactly.
Tell them, Tosh.
Secret.
Secret. Secret. Secret.
Secret. It's a secret.
That's right.
Kittles takes the rainbow.
Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. All those giveaways we got. And I believe Tosh is actually preparing to do all the E3 giveaways too. So we got a lot of giveaways coming up.
Yeah, we got that. Oh, we got three. Other PSN games that we're giving away, and then Oli has another game where he has two, so we have a lot planned.
Yeah.
Hey, Tosh, just to let you know that that offer of a Shiatsu and a rubdown for anything Uncharted 3 related is still on the table. I'm just letting you know, okay? Mind. All right.
Can I send somebody over to take care of that?
And it could take place under the table, just to let you know.
Wow.
If you know what I'm saying. But speaking of codes, I have a code for the Uncharted 3 multiplayer beta I can give away. I'm not going to do a point system. I'm just going to read it.
All right. Go
you
for
guys
it.
Can't get it. And very it's quiet. Be next Tuesday, so you can get the code now, but then just make sure you're the first one to enter it. I was going to wait until next week, but I figured, why do
12:01 a.m.?
That's right. 12:01 a.m.
Like a crackhead waiting on the redeem code section. You develop an eye twitch. You've been waiting so long, you know?
There you go.
It's not working.
All right, so the code is 8PC4GQNHP5JK. There you go. Short and sweet.
Just kidding.
Is that a bird I hear?
That is a bird, and I'm going to go get it right now because it drove me insane last podcast.
Kill it.
It's so mad, dude. You have no idea. It was like outside the window, and I could still hear it, and I was like, it's insane.
But, what bird?
I don't have any rounds for my shotgun, so.
All you hear is a, and it's gone. Right, I'm back.
Your rifle cocking in the background? Yeah, I'll take care of this little problem. Don't worry about it.
Or you hear a few button presses and a microwave going off.
That's cool. Keep talking over back.
Oh, hey, Tweety.
You hear just a death rattle from a bird in the background. Death is funny.
I wish I had a bird dying sound effect. I would sure as hell use it.
Yeah, sure. Who else is excited for Uncharted 3? God, I just cannot contain myself any further.
Ooh, bring it on.
God, just the beta. 6 days.
I don't
know. Uncharted's okay, I guess.
Ugh, how dare you?
How dare you?
I'd rather make
you football. Need to leave this podcast right now, sir.
I wish I could have played it more at E3. It was pretty sweet.
Oh, my God.
I want a platinum Duke Nukem.
Swear to God, that game makes me want to something.
Great.
Oh, sorry.
Now I got to censor again. Oh, okay. Let me write that down.
Why do we all just keep swearing so you have to censor?
It's just going to be a long, long hallway.
I think we're allowed a couple of F words. I mean, come on, PG-13.
Come on, we're all adults here. Jesus.
this is
elementary school. We're not doing the elementary PS3 podcast.
It's a iTunes thing.
Oh, all right.
Oh, really?
Well, they want you. You got to put that little explicit tag on your podcast if you're going to be cursing. But
well, that's awesome. That means good for us, right? Explicit. Yeah,
exactly. You got to take care of that bird.
You gotta take care of that bird, man.
Just put it, flush it down the toilet.
It's outside. I don't own a bird.
It's outside.
I have to go shoot it.
Just open the cage. It'll fly away.
I got my airsoft guns. I'll just tear it down.
I think this bird has hijacked our PS3 podcast. What happened?
I don't know, man.
completely hijacked the podcast.
Here, hey, I'll send you
the Uncharted 2 game night. What were we doing on that?
Well, it kind of.
Well, we're busy.
Yeah, we all kind of forgot.
Oh, okay.
You guys are free to set it up. I don't know if I'll be free either or not, but you guys can set it up.
Karate tomorrow, right, Tosh?
Maybe.
Yeah. Old Karate Kid over here. Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Sweep it.
I still gotta set up the Gran Turismo 5 tournament.
You've been trying to do that for the past 3 months.
Back in the
I know. It was supposed to be done on the 26th, but of December. But needless to say, my PlayStation 3 took a dump.
That's right.
When did you get it back?
Pick it up once in a while.
Right when the network went down.
I think it was like late April. I got it back, but I haven't had time to do much gaming at all.
Oh yeah, okay, Mister. I platinum freaking LA Noir.
Well, that was an exception. I have one trophy left for that one.
Yeah, I think I need like two more on that one. I'm real close.
I just got to get the $47,000 in damage.
That's the one I need. I got like, dude, you got to play for
easiest one. It's a pain in the ass.
It is. It is a pain in the ass. I drove around for like 30 minutes and I only got like $27,000 in damage.
Well, for people who play games like me, who have road rage, give us 15 minutes. We're good.
There you go. Cause some problems.
I tried that. I ended up with $36,000, and I was doing it for like 20 minutes. I'm like, what the hell? And the
pissed off for you.
He's got to pick up prostitutes in LA Noir. Trust me, it's possible. He's got to find the right place.
I think the best vehicle to use for that is the fire truck.
Yeah, you can just fuck. There goes another F-bomb, JC.
Don't worry. It kind of didn't sneak in there, so I'm good.
Okay. So I can just keep saying it.
There you go. I'm just going to censor it with earlier when...
just censor my whole voice out.
Bear was talking about his balls.
What are you talking about? Talking about my balls? What are you talking about?
It's just going to be also people like, mother balls. it'll be great. We should just do sound bites. I'll just record sound bites of each of us saying something, and I'll just use it and put that over anything I have to censor. Just totally random stuff that doesn't make sense. It'll be out of context, like just like if they're on the body of the face. You know, just random stuff. Potatoes.
Tyrannosaurus.
Purple monkey dishwasher.
Nice.
Man. Oh, man.
Anything else you want to cover?
News-wise, that's basically it.
Anything personal?
Personal?
You know what I mean?
So, the other day I was at Applebee's with my cousin. We went after work. And,
that shit, dude.
We were waiting, dude, queso blanco. And we're there for, like, the happy hour. Actually, we just missed the happy hour.
You a happy hour.
Yeah, cheap ass. So it's me and him sitting there, right? We're there for 45 minutes, and his girlfriend's still at work. We all work the same place, but she works later than we do. And so we're waiting for her to come over and eat with us. And so like we're munching on an appetizer and crap. And then we're sitting there, and first we went to go sit down. There's the hostess saying, like, oh, here, take him to 64. And the other chick was like, fine, I'll go to 64. And so my cousin sits down like first, and I'm like, I want to sit there. And he's all, well, then you should have walked in front of me. She's got my back, and she's like, yeah, I'm afraid I do. And I'm like, damn it. And then she walks away, and he's like, see, why don't you get someone like that? And I'm all, well, no, I always go to the assumption that hostesses and waitresses have boyfriends. And then all of a sudden, later in the afternoon, he's like, I'm gonna use the restroom. And he gets up and walks away. All of a sudden, the chick walks over, hands me a napkin, and goes, can you give this to your friend? And then he comes back, and I'm like, I hate you. And then he goes, why? And I go, here. And I throw on the napkin, and he looks at it, and it, you know, it's like, Megan, blah, phone number. And then he's like, oh, nice. I'm all, that's for you. And he's like, it's for me? And his girlfriend's on the way. And he's like, what? And she's like, I'm like, yeah, apparently she wants to give it to you. We start busting up laughing, and he kept looking around, and like all of a sudden she tried to stay out of the way. She didn't come over because, you know, probably like it takes a lot to give someone your number, I guess, like that. So I was like, it was totally something out of the movie when she did too, because I would have told her he's seen someone. But it was like she sets it down and it instantly walks away, and I'm just trying to process what just happened. I'm all, did I step into a movie from the 80s? I don't know what's going on. And then his girlfriend gets there. I'm like, when she comes in, I'm like, sit next to me. Because then I didn't want her to sit next to him, because suddenly I felt bad for this girl. Not because, like, you know, obviously he has her, but because she was showing up. Like, had we just left and he didn't talk to her, that's totally fine. You know, people don't always call back. But to give someone the number and then 20 minutes later, their girlfriend walks in. So I'm like, sit next to me. So she sits next to me, and I tried not to tell her anything. But then I ended up telling her. It's like, I had to. I was like, I can't wait until we leave. I have to tell her. But it was so funny. And apparently, like, all the other girls were giving her shit for it. Because, like, they're like, oh, there's his girlfriend, blah, blah, blah.
It definitely sounds like something from, like, a movie. It's hilarious. Yeah,
she comes over to your friend and gives him a fucking mixtape. You know what I mean?
Dude, when we went the next day, because we've been going, like, for the munch on appetizers all the time, I'm like, which one do you go to? Because he was at his house, and there's one close to his house, and then there's one close to mine. There's one in the middle. And then so he's like,
well, you have three Applebee's around you? Well, I have like one in there.
There's two in the main city we live in because it's big. And then there's one on the, I'm on the edge, the north edge of Santa Rosa. Not the north is, but Uber. Anyways, yeah, the one in Windsor has one, which is close to my work.
But I used to live in this basketball.
Yeah. But I was like, which one do you want to go to? He's like, oh, the one by Kohl's, which is the one we went to the night before. And I'm like, I know why you want to go there. Because the girl wanted it, dude. And, like, he didn't order his entree right away. So we sit down, and then I order mine, and because he's indecisive. And I'm like, make a decision. He's like, I don't know what I want. But then when his food came out, our waitress didn't bring it to us. The chick did. She, like, brought him his plate and gave it to him. I'm like, I'm surprised you didn't arrange a freaking smiling face in your meal for you. It was so out of control. But I guess they're texting, but whatever.
Wait, what happened to his girlfriend?
He's still with his girlfriend. I mean, it's like hard times with him and his girlfriend. They've broken up like 30 times and then they get back together. It's so out of control. It's ridiculous.
Oh, F that.
I don't know. They have this really weird relationship going on. But he's texting this chick. So I'm like, so this is your contingency plan. I'm taking it, right? He's like, I just want to get to know her a little better. Be friends first. Maybe I might not like. The reason she picked him was because he drives a motorcycle. And I'm like, okay. The motorcycle to who he really is.
Walking with like a helmet.
I'm all, dude, I'm gonna take your bike next time. She said like when he pulled up because he parked in front, she told the other chicks like, this guy's got potential. I'm all, because he drives a motorcycle. They're cheap. Motorcycles are only like you can get one for like $3,500, a 250. And
it's
I'm
like a moped,
dude. That's not how is that potential because you drive a Ninja. I'm all, what the hell? I was so annoyed with him. I was like, I don't see how there's potential, man.
You're JC, the one who drives a smart car, I bet.
I drive a Scion. Hey, smart cars have potential. No. I just thought it was ridiculous. I was like, if you're going to judge any book by its cover, that was the wrong book.
That was the wrong book. That was Twilight,
dude,
right?
I know the problems he has with his girlfriend now and the problems she has, and I'm just like, dude, there's no way you're going to get through a relationship with this other girl who, when I look at her, is like, seems totally high maintenance. I'm all, you're not going to make it. You're going to have to quit your video games. You're going to be like 15% of those married couples.
Oh, that's yeah. Right.
Dude, whatever.
Any other personal stories out there? Jay, did you fall like in the pool or something?
I changed the tire today.
Change a
you
tire.
You do that every day.
No.
You work for AAA, damn it. What do you mean, no?
See, now you have to watch Rubber.
Fubear, what's the funniest story you got from AAA? You got to have a hilarious story.
Oh, man, I got plenty of stories. Probably the best one is I used to work for a station over in Milpitas, California. It was raining. I had my Fisherman's Gordon outfit on. So I should be slinging fish sticks instead of tires, you know what I mean? So anyways, I go up to this guy, and he's got this Geo Metro. And those things are tiny, right? Yeah. And he goes, yeah, I got a flat tire, and, you know, I got to get changed. And so the guy opens up the back, and the back of the hood just, like, springs to life, you know, just, like, pops open like there's a lot of pressure on it, right? And I look in the back of this guy's Geo Metro, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and I go, what the hell is that? And he goes, dead oh, those. I look at his trunk of his Geo Metro, and it's crammed filled with bagels.
What the hell?
No. You guys don't understand. It was Super Jew.
No. This guy. Now we're not talking like bags full of bagels. We're not talking like he went to the deli and picked up like a box of bagels. We're talking about this dude went to a construction site. Somebody backed up a backhoe to the back of his Geo Metro and dumped a whole thing of bagels in the back of his car.
Were they all still?
No. Well, they were wet from the rain. So they have become this, like, congealed, doughy mess in the back of his car.
Nasty.
And he's like, yeah, so the spare tire is underneath that. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, that? I looked at this guy and go, you're going to make me fish around under a wet pile of bagels to get your spare tire out?
Dude.
And he goes, but my tire's flat. And I looked at this guy and I go, you're an idiot. I had to get the spare tire out and change the tire, and I just, like, I had to go back to the station and wash my arms, and so ridiculous.
He put all the bagels back in his trunk?
Oh, man, I don't give a shit about his bagels. He can do whatever he wants.
God knows what he did to the bagels.
Oh, God. Oh, another quick one is I had a call at Costco after hours, so it's real easy to spot a car. There's not a lot of cars there, right? And it was a red Toyota Corolla, and it was the code is a T6, which means it's unlocked, so the person is locked out of the car. So I'm responding to this T6 at Costco after hours, and there's only one red Toyota Corolla in the entire parking lot, and there's a lady sitting inside of it. So I'm thinking, okay, well, it can't be that because, you know, there's something inside
of it. Oh, man.
And so I call AAA, and I go, okay, so there's this red Toyota Corolla, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, nope, that's it. Do you verify the license plate? So I give them the license plate, and that's the car. I go over there, and this lady yells at me through the window.
Oh, no, goes, I know where this is going.
I can't get out of the car. You'll have to unlock. And I go, well, just reach the door lock. But the door lock is like 4 inches away from her hand that's resting on the armrest on the door, right? I go, just unlock the car. She's like, no, I can't unlock. No, you have to unlock the car. I said, you're really going to make me unlock this car with you inside of it? She said, yes. I had to unlock a car with the lady inside of it.
Dude, that sounds like that Blonde Star commercial.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
Oh my God! It's hilarious.
Got plenty of stories. Plenty of stories.
Good times.
Yeah. It wasn't at the time, but now it's funny.
I'd be so pissed.
No, God, you have no idea. I wanted like a bunch of baby
tires.
Should have just broke the window and reached in and unlocked it.
Yeah, there you go. Make, all done.
Make some kind of movie out of it. I'll save you.
Get to the chopper.
Yeah, start fire. Dig out a fire extinguisher. Start hosing it down. Even though it's not on fire. Oh my God!
Wait, there's a gas pipe leak. Right below the car. Get out!
God, I was so angry. I was just like, "Are you serious?" Meanwhile, I got like people on the freeway waiting for like gas and, you know, more important calls.
Some legs.
I was like, I cannot believe it. People getting in accidents. But no, I got to, you know, unlock this lady's car with her in it. You know, makes a lot of sense.
Wow.
I don't remember if I mentioned the last podcast. I don't think I did, but I went to a funeral about 2 weeks ago for my mom's dad. And so we're all down there. We got, like, all the family from my mom's side's there. It's a military funeral, which I've never been to. And because he was in the service way back in the day. And so we're all there, and there's, like, tons of family I have never seen in my life because I don't know anybody on my mom's side. So we're all standing there, and they bring the casket down, they put it up, and there's, like, it's in this pavilion, and it's open, and it's only got, like, four little benches at this angle on the sides, so not everybody's able to sit. We had to kind of stand there. So we're all standing there, and then they bring down the casket, and then the two honor guard people walk up, and they take the flag, and they set it over the casket. Then they begin the process of folding the flag. Well, while they're folding the flag, it's dead quiet. Nothing's happening. And all of a sudden, this phone rings. And my uncle, who's sitting, like, front row on the left, picks up his phone. And he's like, hello? And just starts talking in the middle. My cousin, one of my cousins in front of me, she's like totally bawling. And he's just on the phone. And this guy just tries to reach over and tap him on the shoulder. And he's like, yeah, yeah. And just on his phone. He's like, hey, I'm at my father's funeral. I got to call you back. I'm all, what the hell is that? You don't answer your phone at a funeral. Just, if it rings and it's on, whatever.
You don't have your phone on at a funeral, damn it.
Yeah, well, if it's on and it rings, just mute it, turn it down. That's embarrassing. Don't answer it and be like, hey, what's going on?
Dude. If I'm at a military funeral and my phone goes off, I'm throwing the phone like a mile away.
It was so bad. I was like, oh, man.
And he's like, no, I can talk. What's up?
He's like, I got time. He's not going anywhere.
What the hell?
It was so ridiculous. And I was like,
dude needs to get slapped.
Dude. I almost started laughing at how ridiculous it was, but luckily I contained myself.
It's like, I'm still at a funeral.
Dude, it was so bad. And I think one of my other cousins was filming, and I'm curious to ask if he got that on tape, because that was...
YouTube.
I would almost put it on YouTube, but it'd just be like, dude, maybe end up on like Tosh.0. Like, this guy is just out of control. But, man, it was so bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got my laugh again.
Yeah. All right, well, anybody got anything else?
Jay, you got any funny stories? I know you got to have funny stories. Come on. Your dad's a freaking drunk, isn't he?
That was the nicest thing ever.
What are you told me
before? You might as well say, like, your dad beat your mom, right?
I saw the... I saw that Facebook picture, okay? You had, like, a freaking beer bottle. I don't even know what you're doing.
It was a funnel, I think. It wasn't a beer bottle. If it was, I'd be surprised, considering that would be him drinking at work again.
Again. What happened last time? His hand get chopped off in a machine or something?
Actually, he did, when he was working at a tool grinding place, he did slip his hand and it went into the grinding wheel.
Wow. Oh, God. Does he still have it?
Let me guess, your dad's got a nub now? He's got a nub for an hand?
No, it was actually fine. My mom thought that he lost half his hand because he's a drama queen.
His hand's like bleeding, and his mom's like, no, just settle down. It's nothing.
No, my mom was freaking out because the way my dad described it made it sound like he lost half of his hand.
I'm at work. My head just went through this big ass of shit. I don't know what just happened. Oh my God. Blood everywhere.
But that's like all this other stuff, because like he takes a lot of tantrums when he's working on stuff. And he always tries to blame it on something else. So we gotta hear his stories about him explaining about his imploding alarm clock and his cigarette lighter that just happened to blow up.
It just blew up.
Sounds like something that happened to Castro.
Well, what happened was the dogs were barking outside, so he throws his lighter, and like you can hear it in the house, and like he doesn't do anything. He like stays in his room for a couple minutes, and then he walks out, and he's like, "Huh, that was weird. The lighter just blew up in my hands."
Oh man.
Sounds like we just found our future guest on the PS3 Blogcast.
Well, there's another one where he was working on my grandpa's car, and he threw a wrench at the windshield and said that a rock blew up off the road and hit it.
Yeah, pretty sure it's a wrench mark. Oh, it's a huge rock, I swear.
The hole in the windshield was the same shape as a wrench and everything. Just like on the imploding alarm clock, the part where he punched it was the same shape as a fist. I don't know how he was going to explain that.
I swear, the cat is like Santa or something. I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
If you guys ever, like... go to my house. It's just ridiculous.
I planned it on it, Jay. I planned it on
it. My sister brought her boyfriend over, and we just started making fun of her and all the shit that she did when she was younger, embarrassing the hell out of her.
You better that's save always some the best stories for next podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We can embarrass her on a national level.
That's right.
A total of 33 listeners.
No, we have more than that.
Hey, praise the... Hey, come do you on, speak of that? Do you have metrics on
feelings.
Can you see metrics from the site for how many people click the download from the page and iTunes metrics?
I believe so, yeah. I'll have to look at it.
I wouldn't mind seeing some of those if you post them in the group.
Yep, I can do that.
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
I do have one story, I suppose, about my neighbor.
Oh, God. Neighbors always are the best.
There's this guy we named Dan. He's a stay-at-home
father,
dude, I guess. His wife goes to work and he just stays at home and does nothing, I guess. He did heavy drugs in the 70s because he's not all there. But the grass was probably, you know, 2 feet long, and he comes up to me and says, "My grass is really long. Do you have a sickle?"
Yeah, I got one right
like,
here.
No, I don't have one of those. Like, I'll have to go see if I can buy one. He says, "Okay, good luck." Would I like to see that, though?
I don't think that guy should be owning any type of sickle, period.
Do you have a sickle laying around?
I would have liked to see him try. He probably would have cut his leg off.
Oh, man.
He must have seen you as death. He's like, "Oh, hey, that guy's got one."
Kids these days.
I got a story about a field trip I had at school before. It was just like a couple years ago. And our bus was so late picking us up. And we were just waiting. And this girl comes out and she says, "Are you from... Waterville, that's the city I live in." She's like, "Yeah, your bus is here." We're like, "Oh, okay, thanks. I was just kidding." We're like, "What?" She's like, she said, we don't even know. She's like the most psychoest woman ever. She came out of nowhere. She's like, "Yeah, your bus is here." "No, I'm just kidding."
She just walks away.
She just walks away like nothing
has
happened.
What the hell is that?
We're standing there staring at her like, "What just happened?
Why you got to mess with us? Our bus is really late."
We're so pissed. We're like, "Okay, did that really just happen?"
That's. She's just screwing the guy. She's like, "They look like they need some bad news. Let's give it to them."
Sounds like Tosh and that lady. Tosh's neighbor and that lady been hanging out, smoking the same grass. To this front lawn.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Turns out, it's really Spicoli. He's like, "Aloha, Mr. Tosh."
Oh, man.
Alright. So I guess should we wrap it up? We're running a good length for this one.
Let's wrap this up like a Christmas present.
Alright. Is there is there any more to those words, Tosh? I know we did the one. There's supposed to be a second one? Or just the just the one?
We'll just do the one.
Just the one.
For now.
Just the one.
Just the one
secret.
Taste the rainbow.
Secret.
Skittles suck.
Sour Skittles are awesome, are delicious. Though.
Sweet tarts are where it's at. What's up?
Smarties. I like Skittles.
Sound like he had Down syndrome.
I like Skittles.
There's a sound bite right there. I like Skittles.
That's good.
Skittles, good.
Man.
Skittles, good.
That's out of control.
Barry's the cream. Barry's the cream. I love that. No, don't tell me I'm not the only one who knows that, right? Barry's and cream.
Barry's and cream. Barry's cream. I love Barry's and cream. You know that one?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
these guys.
I got you handled. I'm hip. I'm happening.
He's picking up what you're putting down.
Mm-hmm.
He smells like you're happening. All righty. Well, I guess we'll call it for episode 6 of the PS3 Black Hats. It's been great. Hanging out with you guys.
So, yeah.
And, it was a record. We had 5 people in case no one noticed it.
Where the hell's Oli?
Dude, man, if we could have had 6, that guy get on hand. Maybe next time. Hopefully we won't have big a problem getting it started.
Oh, jeez. He's too busy playing Duke Nukem.
Yeah. Two-bit treehouse operation we got going on here at the beginning. Man, tie a can with a rope to it.
That's right. Scream. Got to, man. Morse code podcast, dude.
All right.
That had to be soaked out of record. Morse code.
All right. Well, we'll see you all next week.
Smell you later.
Later.
Bye.
I like Skittles. Bye.